This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn, she'll try. Just a tip and you'll be on your way with Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Happy Friday! Welcome to Just a Tip, a tangential advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. This morning, I was abruptly awoken by choking and gasping for air. That's why I have a friend here to help me help you, someone who isn't dying as quickly as me, at least on the outside, Smack McCreener!
Wow.
Are you dying?
I mean, isn't everybody?
Yes.
That's morbid. I think I'm okay. And I just want to say, I don't know if I can help you. I don't know why you said I'm going to help you. I'm not a doctor or anything.
You can help me help other people.
Sounds good.
I don't think anyone can help me. I also tried to, as soon as I was okay from dying, it was a quick scare. But then I was choking and gasping and coughing a lot until I was able to get up and get some water. And I drank a lot of water. And then I was like, phew, close one. Then I went immediately to Google and I was like, choking and gasping, night sweats, what? Why me? And then the internet said it could be like a myriad of five things. None of them are like super serious.
Just one all of them. Dying.
All of them end in dying, which I guess makes sense. But it might be mono, and not because I kissed anyone, but because I have a friend who's staying with me who has mono.
Wait, well, duh.
But here's the thing. It wasn't, you can't get it unless you share drinks. And we were very careful. But maybe we shared drinks before she was diagnosed with it.
Maybe she's really sneaky and just kept taking your water bottle when you weren't looking.
Mean.
Well, I hope not, but maybe.
It is. That is definitely in the cards. Mono, if you don't know, is called the kissing disease, but you can get it by sharing food. It occurs most often in teens and young adults, which I am neither of those. I'm getting old. How old are you?
Guess how old I am.
Oh, the worst question
ever. It's such
ever.
A boring age, I swear.
Okay, so I think the most boring age is 24.
Oh, I've been there, done that.
This one's boring also. For you?
I mean, actually, I don't even remember. It
How
was that boring.
How old are you?
Okay, I'm 26. God damn it.
Oh, I see that being a little boring. Well, because 24 and 26 are just like the middle. You know, 25 is a milestone. 21 is a milestone. 28, you're getting there.
I like 28.
You like
28? That's like my favorite number.
Is it?
Not that it means anything. I just like it. So I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Is that Kobe Bryant's number or do I know nothing?
I know nothing, so I cannot confirm.
Kobe Bryant's number is 8. In 24?
Close enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty much 28.
Do you know anything about sports?
Why would you ask me that? No. I really don't. I'm not even trying to be like one of those cute girls like, I don't know anything. I just don't.
You're like, I truly have nothing to give.
I don't get it.
I am the same. And the worst part about that is I used to cheer on a basketball team and I was the captain. So I had to call offense or defense cheers. And I didn't know.
You've lost me already. I don't even know.
I think, I wish I knew a little bit more about everything. We were talking about this before we even recorded. Like, I don't know as much as I want to know. Not nearly as much. And sometimes I just start talking and I really don't know where I'm going. Like right now.
That happens to me every day. I start really confident and then I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm so embarrassed. And then the other person's already looking away. And I'm like, do I just stop talking? Or do I try to like finish up nicely? And then I don't know what happens because my head and my mouth are in different places. And I can't even tell you how it finishes.
I'm not even there mentally.
It's still going.
Well, speaking of things that you do know a lot about, we stalked you on the internet quickly and found that you have a very consistent daily intake of chocolate and naps alike, which I think is true. based off of just you walking in today, because yes. you walked in with a Nesquik, and then after I asked you what you were doing after this, you said you were going to nap all day.
Very consistent. Very true.
Okay, so let's take it one step at a time. What's up with the chocolate? How much do you need?
I just wish I was exaggerating right now. So last night I had 2 chocolate bars, probably at like midnight. I wake up because I nap. So that's like my sleeping pattern. I sleep for a couple hours, wake up, have chocolate.
So I think your to-do list intermittently.
Between what time is it right now? Like
it's 11:20 a.m.
Okay.
You've had 17 chocolate bars.
Legit, I've had 6 in the past 12 hours.
No, you
haven't.
And
that's like the hours that you're meant to be sleeping. So I have like...
How is this working?
I don't know.
And what chocolates are you eating? What bars?
These are Cadbury.
Oh.
Like real good British and Australian Cadbury that I found at a local gas station. Ooh. So I stock up. But I eat any type of chocolate. Good old classic M&M, cookies and cream Hershey's, if you're, you know, if anyone wants to know what I like. Anything. Ferrero Rocher. I can't even say it. Ferrero Rocher.
That's right.
I love those. Oh, I just love chocolate. And it's almost Easter. It's my favorite time of year.
Whoa. What? Okay. So where does it go? Are you super active or are you just, no. You have a great metabolism?
I'm just going to say I think I have a good metabolism because I'm still questioning myself. I'm just waiting to wake up fat. I'm like, where is it? What is happening?
That's 28, my friend.
Oh, well, there you go. I can wait a little bit longer then.
2 years left. And then the naps. I know that they have, somebody made a system of napping where you're supposed to nap a bit and then you wake up and you're highly productive and then you take more naps intermittently so that instead of sleeping 8 hours, like I guess what society tells us is right now, I think it's like back in the day. How would I ever fact check this? What type of Google search would this be? Old day sleeping pattern. Let's see what we get. Humans used to sleep in 2 shifts and maybe we should do it again.
Oh, I'm first doing headline. It. I'm starting the trend.
So how many naps do you take a day?
Well, I mean, depends on my schedule, which isn't too busy, it feels like. I'd say a solid 2 naps is very consistent for me. If I'm like, because, you know, as a dancer, you go to dance class. I cannot go to dance class without having a nap prior. I went to your class the other day, had to have an hour nap and a chocolate bar before I walked through the door. I have to do it. Otherwise, I'm just like not in the mood and
I like that.
Not physically able.
Also, thanks for coming.
That
you
was fun.
Crushed it. I should also let you know that I have always been kind of on the fence about space buns on myself because I think they look really dumb on me because, like, that's a cool girl thing to do. And
What are you talking about?
Space buns. You put 2 buns on the top of your head like Mickey Mouse ears. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've never heard that term.
Really?
Space buns?
Space buns.
That's cool.
I think, yeah, that's...
Is it? I don't know.
Uh-huh. That's what Google calls them.
Yes, I've done that before.
And the reason I know that is because I was feeling down about my ability to wear them. And then you posted a photo having 2 very luscious space buns. And I said, I can do it too.
You can do it.
And then I did it because of you, because of your photo.
Oh my God. I'm crying. That's amazing
because
I did
sure
it because
of... Make sure we can hear
of,
it. Put the microphone up to your eyeballs. We need to hear those tears trickling down.
Is that it? I don't know I don't know what crying sounds like. Well, obviously I do.
I was like, really?
I do it all the time.
Just walk by me anytime. This morning I was crying reading a book out in public. And I was like, I wonder if this guy walking next to me thinks this is normal or if I'm having a breakdown.
Hang on a second. It's like 11:30 in the morning and you've already woken up. You've already died. Then you came back to life. You've already read a book. You've already had a cry.
Yeah, I read the whole book.
You've already looked at some guy. Like, what the? I literally woke up and now I'm here. How did you do all this in like 2 minutes?
I like to wake up, but I think since I may have mono.
Oh my God.
I'm extremely fatigued lately.
Damn.
So I'm in a fog, but I'm trying to do my normal day. I love being productive. I feel like it's interesting because you like to nap so much, but then you also like to be like on the business side and get things done and have things.
Yes. But like, I'm talking about like, I do 1 email and I'm like, oh yeah, I need a nap now.
Oh yeah.
And I feel so good about myself. You know, when you do laundry and you feel like you're just the queen of being a human.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I am winning at adulthood right now. I just did a load of laundry.
That's
I deserve
the best.
A nap.
There's a tweet or a meme or something that's like, the feeling after you get laundry done and then you have your starting lineup of clothes or like your A-game clothes? Because, you know, you have an entire closet, but you only really wear like 10 pieces.
Yes.
Or do you not?
Mine's like 2 pieces. I'm wearing them right now.
If you were a cartoon character, would this be your look?
I'm down. Maybe I should add some space buns to it. That'd be super cartoony.
That would be super cartoony. Someone if you had to make a cartoon of yourself living for the rest of your life, what would your outfit be? Like, you know how Doug's got like the green shirt? I think, you know what? I think Doug and Scooby have the same outfit. And I think I've mentioned this before. I'm going to actually fact check
Scooby
this.
Wears clothes?
Not Scooby-Doo. Sorry. The other Shaggy.
I'm They're so the confused. Same, right? I was like, what?
Shaggy cartoon. Shaggy is wearing a green shirt and tan pants. And who's the other one I said?
Doug.
Doug, thank you. Doug, have you ever seen this cartoon?
Are you going to tell me what it's called? Or
They're
is it called
the same
Doug?
Outfit.
They are?
Yep. They have the same outfit.
Well, sorry I didn't wear that outfit. Was I supposed to?
You were, actually. But what outfit do you think describes you most in a cartoon form for eternity?
Oh, maybe a Snuggie? I don't know. I've never worn a Snuggie, but I feel like that's, you know, in my heart. I mean, right now I'm wearing like some cheap overalls, and that's pretty fitting to me. And a shirt. I'm wearing a shirt.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was about to say, we should mention the shirt.
Yeah, and shoes and socks and all of the undergarments appropriately. I think that's good. I always wear hats because I'm really bad at styling hair.
Oh, really?
So I'm always wearing hats.
Besides space buns.
Well, if I'm not wearing space buns or like very teased hair, then I'm wearing a hat because I don't know what the hell to do.
That's really good. I don't know if I can. You're like, thank you. I don't know if I can pull off most hats, but I will try my hardest. Even though this is not a podcast about cartoons, outfits, or hats, it is a podcast about advice. People write into us with their sticky situations, and we do our best to help them. Maybe giving some advice, maybe telling a story as a cautionary tale. Smack, are you ready to jump in on this advice train?
I am so ready.
Good.
Really eager.
Ooh, this is good because this is close to your age.
Oh. You're close to my age. Why you make me sound so different?
I like to make a line between me and a guest.
Okay.
I'm 25 years old, and I've recently discovered that I really like photography.
Ooh,
I don't have a professional camera, though, so I've mostly been using my phone. I want to get better at taking pictures and shoot with higher quality, but I have a full-time job and don't have time to take classes. Do you have any tips on how to get better at taking pictures or even advice on what equipment I should use as a beginner? From Picture Imperfect.
Well, that's cute.
This is great because you take very delightful photos. Tell us all about that. How did you, when was the first time you picked up a camera and snapped a little photo?
Oh my God. I was probably in year 9.
Ninth
grade, as you guys
what
would say.
What an interesting way to say that.
Year 9. That's how we say it. We don't have any of that like sophomore. I don't even know what that means. We just say 9, 10, 11, 12. We just go by
that
the year.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I don't know what you guys are doing over here. Anyway, not the point.
I would like to dig into that.
I had like my first little camera was one of those Olympus. I don't even.
Point and shoots?
Yeah, I'll just say that. That sounds good. It was my dad's, I think. He never used it. But I remember like the first couple of photos I started taking where I was like, oh, I'm an artist. Uh-huh. Was I was walking home from school. And in Australia, there's just a buttload of trees. Like that's all there is. It's just trees. So I became obsessed with taking photos of trees.
Uh-huh.
To the point where I took photos of trees.
This girl really likes foliage.
Well, there was one time I did it and I shook the camera. Oh, I just shook the microphone
too. Oh, you shaking everything.
Oh my God, I'm just shimmy shaking. I really was. So I shook the camera to give it like a blur effect because we didn't have filters back then.
Right?
That had that.
Back in 1720.
Anyway, somehow that got picked up and I won some sort of award.
Whoa!
I'm like, this was just a fluke, man. I just like
I was falling
accidentally
when I took
tripped.
That.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, art.
Oh my
gosh.
But
from there, I was like, I'm an artist. So I kept taking more photos of trees, then realized that there's other stuff in the world to take photos of when I moved. Yeah. Trees and trash. And then. What was the question?
I guess, how did you start?
Well, that's how I actually started. But like growing up, I was really into directing my friends. So I was always like around a video camera.
Oh.
So it was more video that started me before I did photos.
Oh, interesting. What's your best tip on making a photo look better in the editing process?
Editing is for sure my favorite part. That's like what I learned before taking photos is the editing software, which can be really like fiddly, but I think that because everyone knows what they like in a photo and it's different for every person. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have a certain style or like a color or something that really pops out to me the most. So when I'm editing, I focus on that. So if you're someone who like loves, you know, like a depth effect, then play with that the most. Like just find your own style that you like. But all I did was press a bunch of buttons.
Just button mashing this Olympus.
Remembered like two or three and just kept using those ones over and over.
Nice.
But yeah, I think just playing around with editing is super cool. And you can, like editing an iPhone photo, you can really create something cool.
Yeah. Do you use Lightroom on your phone?
Yes. I have like 10,000 apps on my phone 10, just for 000. Editing. That's, you know how I said I exaggerate before? That was not an exaggeration. It was a little bit. I have like two apps. That's also an exaggeration.
How many apps do you have? Let's get to the bottom of this. 10,000 or two?
I probably have 30.
Whoa.
I don't know. Do I? Is that normal?
It's your phone.
I've never counted how many apps I have. I'll count and let you know later. But yeah, editing on my iPhone is usually what I'm doing all day long when I'm not napping or eating chocolate.
You do three things.
Yeah.
I love that. Have you ever won another contest? Well, first of all, do you have other contests in Australia?
Yes, we have competition in Australia.
All right. Well, what are they?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Okay, what was your actual question?
The actual question was in school, because I remember we had like a photo class and then we had a yearbook class and you can submit your artwork. And if you won, they were put on the walls of the hallways so that everyone could see you win some awards. Or sometimes they would put them in malls. Like I think what? I won some drawing thing, which I'm not a very good drawer, but I think I won an award for a sketch, like a pencil sketch that I did, and they put it on this freestanding kind of kiosk in a local mall.
Is it still there?
Well, no, of course not.
Oh. I'm hurt. I wanted to go see it.
Wow. Yeah, you could fly to Florida and go see it.
That's amazing.
But did you have similar contests that kind of pushed you to be an artist, or was it just like that? How did they even get that photo of your shaky tree?
It went viral before viral was a thing. I actually don't remember. Yeah, the shaky tree series that I created. I guess I submitted it. There was like around year 9 and year 10 was when I shifted schools and I went to like this art academy.
Oh.
Definitely went there because I thought it was like a full-time dance course, but they did not offer dance because I was part of the cohort. So I was the first group of students to go through. So it was very new for everyone. And once I realized I didn't have dance, I was like,
God.
Well, I better make visual art my major. So that's...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You went to school for something they didn't offer.
Yes.
Okay. So by the time you got there... And now you're here. So by the time you got there, on your first day, you were expecting to dance?
I legit remember wondering where the dance studio was. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm confused. And because there was only 30 of us in the school at that point.
30 kids in a school.
It was brand new. And it was like...
Were you in Miss Trumpchable's school? Was your teacher Miss Honey?
Oh my God. I need a cough. I'm just overwhelmed. I wish. I love that movie. Oh my God.
It's so good.
No, it was a really awesome school. Okay, I don't know why I'm like promoting it. It was really awesome. but yeah, so they didn't offer dance. And it was like it was International Baccalaureate, which is...
Oh, yes. The smart school. IB. We had
I don't
that.
Want to say smart school because I was there. I don't even know how.
Oh, but, my God.
But it was like the creative version of it.
Yeah.
So there was no dance and I had to choose two other things. So I chose theater arts and visual arts.
Wow.
And then I just kind of left dance on the back burner.
How long have you been dancing for?
I started when I was 5 and then technically kind of stopped training when I was 15. And then when I came over here... 6 years ago, started dancing a little bit more.
Why did you move here from Australia?
Good question. I actually had no plans at all or no desire even. I didn't even know about it. I literally...
You didn't know about America.
I had heard of America.
Okay.
I did know of America, but I was super lucky. I was at university doing an art course actually. And 2 years in, I went to my first professional audition and somehow booked the job and it was a world tour. So I toured the world, not the whole world, some of it. And My last performance of that contract was in Anaheim, California.
Oh.
And then an agency scouted me.
You fell in love with Anaheim, baby.
Absolutely not. I didn't see it. I was just in the like arena. But yeah, Anaheim's cool. But yeah, so my last performance, an agency saw me and they're like, if you ever move here, we'll sponsor you. And I was like, cool. So I canceled my flight and signed with them the next morning.
Oh my God.
And stayed for 6 years. I didn't know it was going to be this long.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So all of your stuff is still back home?
No. Okay.
I mean.
Actually, yes. That's so true. Because
I left. I'm trying to film these halls.
Yeah, I left and I did tour for like a year and a half-ish. And I had a suitcase with me. So when I moved here, all I had was one bag. So I had a pretty empty apartment for quite a while. And I literally thought I'd be here for like 3 months, 6 months, and then go home.
Whoa.
So I had my room pretty empty because I'm a little bit of a cheapskate and I didn't want to like buy all this furniture and then leave.
Yeah.
So I just stayed in a really empty apartment for pretty long. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm staying. So I have furniture now.
Wow.
Is the moral
First
of
all, congrats about the furniture.
Thank you.
I have so many friends that, and sometimes roommates, where since they're so used to moving so consistently that they don't nest and they don't put any effort into like having a nice space regardless of how long they're there. And I'm a person that's like, I need to have things decorated from the moment I'm there. First of all, because I love it. But second of all, because I moved around so much as a kid that I would only feel at home if I had stuff around me that made it feel like a home. Like, it got to a point where even when I was traveling a bunch, like at the peak travel season for me, I'll bring like little travel candles to make it, in hotels. Okay, she's fallen out of her chair.
I have broken a leg because I fell so far.
Travel candles, the best. The best. Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, I'm imagining you on an airplane with a candle in your hand.
Like, lit?
Yeah.
Well, not there.
Fully lit.
I have traveled via car with a lit candle, like in a cup holder.
That is so dangerous.
It really is. But
what was your
fact,
family thinking?
Honestly, no clue. I should ask them what they think of me sometimes.
You should do a podcast with your family. Have you? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. Maybe. Or it could be a very big wreck.
And you're not allowed to speak. It's only them.
It's, and they're all talking about my biggest flaws.
Yes.
I love it. I'm subscribed 5 stars. Did we help? Advice on, advice on equipment. But okay, so we did not help.
No, we didn't.
Maybe not. Any tips on how to get better at taking pictures or even advice on what equipment they could use as a beginner?
Equipment is so annoying because obviously it's super expensive. Mm-hmm. Like when you really want to get, like upgrading things is really expensive. My very first camera, no, not my very first. I already told you which one that was. My very first one that I was like really happy with and it was like a big purchase. I think it was like, I don't know, $500, which is really big for me still right now.
Yeah.
But that was a Canon. I've always had Canon, so I'm not being biased. I just don't know any other brands very well. But it was a Canon like snapshot. So I really loved that because you didn't have to attach a different lens. It was like all in one, kind of like automatic. And I'm like, that was awesome for me. I loved that camera. I did a bunch of my favorite photos with that. So it's kind of hard to like know which one just to get. I mean, Google has a lot of, like, you can compare a lot of stuff. And I did that when I bought my last camera too, literally just comparing as much as possible because you learn a lot about the cameras and, like, what exactly you would use it for because it depends what you're shooting, if it's, like, landscape, portrait, whatever. So you kind of need to factor in what you want to use it for and then hopefully Google will tell you the real answer because I didn't.
What do you shoot with right now?
I have a Canon still, a 60,
and that's it. I went through a huge rabbit hole trying to find a new camera for my videos. Mm-hmm. And I recently just switched from Canons. I've been using a Canon 70D and an 80D for 7 years now. And I officially just started using a Sony. I've jumped ship. But Sony mirrorless cameras are the shit right now.
I've definitely heard that, especially for video.
Yes, for video. I don't really take photos anymore. But video, that's where it's at right now.
Cool.
So that's my tip, is that camera's nice.
So you're saying Sony, I say Canon. Good
and
luck.
Also, good luck. Figure it out. My dad once told me that it didn't matter. Maybe, you know what? On second thought, now that I'm saying this, it's kind of inspirational and motivational, but like also I think it maybe just be frugality. I think he just didn't want to buy me a camera. But I was like, Dad, I want this camera and I want to like take better photos. And then he said, it doesn't matter what equipment you're using. It matters who's behind the equipment.
Yes,
or like,
doesn't Dad.
Matter the camera. It matters who's behind it.
Yes, and I should have said that.
It is good for sure. But also, buy me the camera, Dad.
Well, yes. It's kind of hard as well these days because everyone has access to a camera with mm-hmm. their phones, which is amazing. But then it also is like kind of gives you that push to be like, well, how can I stand out if that's what you're trying to do? So using an iPhone really can be enough. But
yeah,
I think it's like same thing going back to like style and whatnot. A lot of the things that I follow on Instagram are like artists and photographers and like fashion designers and things like that. And I really have found what I'm drawn to. Mm-hmm. So then that's what I like am inspired by. So I think that once you like can see exactly what you're drawn to, then it's like, try to do that. Be inspired by it. Don't do exactly that. But yeah, I don't know where this is going. Cool.
I have a friend who made a separate account to be inspired by things. So like,
yeah.
You know that we follow a bunch of people, whether it's like celebrities or our friends or just other people that are friends that we just kind of like ancillary know on the internet. But my friend curated a secondary, it's almost like a Finsta, but just for inspiration.
Yeah.
So where you would follow like your artists and favorite photographers and you would only get that. So you don't start comparing yourself to like what somebody else is doing. And if someone's like at Disneyland or on a yacht, you're like, well, I'm just at my job. It's like, well, hang on. You don't have to fill your brain with that. You can have a separate account that's just for inspiration.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
a good
I'll
idea.
Make that today.
I kind of use my second photography account. Not my second one. My other what am I saying? My second account is for photography, and that's kind of what I did with that. And it was kind of refreshing to not have to follow. You know how you have people you have to follow in a way? Like, I don't know, my mom. No offense, mom.
Mandatory
I actually
follows.
Follow her on both accounts. But like, it really gave me the option just to, like, follow basically just art. And
yeah.
That is, like, that actually really boosted.
Really?
Why am I dying?
Oh, my God. I'm contagious. My death is contagious.
I just got mono. It went through your microphone to mine.
We don't even know if I have it. But, yeah, it does travel through wires.
Oh, thank you so much. Anyway, yeah, get a second account. That's awesome.
I'm going to do that literally today.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Finspiration.
Good idea. Oh, that is good.
Thank you.
That was good. You're clever.
I think we helped. Thank you. And you're helping my self-esteem. Let's hit another question. I am a 20-year-old guy who is going to visit my family in Mexico for a few weeks. I've never been out of the country and I'm very excited and anxious. Do you have any traveling tips? I'm mostly anxious about flying internationally by myself and don't know how I should entertain myself during the long flight. From Terrible Traveler.
Wow.
What did you do on your journey all the way over here from Australia?
Guess the two things that I did.
Nap and eat chocolate.
Yep. So
that means you had to bring a lot of chocolate because
not a problem for me. I have a backpack that's big enough. I'm accustomed to that. That's fine.
Do you watch a lot of movies? You go back to back like three movies on an international flight or you just knock out all the way?
I really wish I had the skill of being able to watch movies better. For some reason, I'm not very, even at home, like I sit down, put a movie on, 20 minutes in, I'm suddenly in the kitchen and I'm like, oh, wait, there's a movie I forgot. I was watching this. It's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just for some reason, I just drift off pretty easily in my head and I'm like, la, la, la.
You're like, oh my God, I remember chocolate.
Yeah.
Now you're in the kitchen
even
making
in my, like,
chocolate.
Yes, exactly. Even my favorite movies, I drift off a little bit. I'm just not very good at watching them. But on the plane, that is one of my favorite places to watch movies because I can't walk to the kitchen. So I'm kind of forced, but it's good. And I definitely, yeah, I feel like every time I'm on a plane, I just watch Modern Family. I feel
like that's the
only TV show that's on. Obviously, I haven't been on a plane for a while.
And The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So much of that show.
And just like repeat it.
The first time I saw Silicon Valley, which is one of my favorite shows, was on a plane. And Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on a plane.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, I get into some good quality shows on planes.
I have
a question for you.
Okay.
That deals with movies and chocolate. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Here it comes.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I said Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What is what's like the official name?
Willy Wonka is the official.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the grossest thing to happen to cinema.
The remake?
Do you love it?
No. Yes? Do I? I don't know. No offense, anyone. No, the original is where it's at. I watched it recently.
I watch it almost every week.
It's super creepy.
Oh, yeah, it's horrific. Also, my main bone to pick, which is a few, but my main bone is the uncle, Grandpa Joe.
Yes.
We get it. Like, he's bedridden and has never stood up for anything in his life. But then...
I stand up for chocolate. I can relate.
Exactly. But when Charlie comes in with the golden ticket, he gets up. Cool, cool. We get it. Like, it's already, you know.
Magic, yeah.
It's already magic. But then he starts claiming that he also had a part in doing it. Did he give him the money? Maybe he did. No.
Wait,
Charlie found it in a gutter.
Oh, he did.
And then he's like, we have a golden ticket. No, bitch. This wasn't your doing.
Greedy.
Greedy.
Greedy Uncle Joe?
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe? Who is this person?
Greedy Grandpa Joe.
Greedy Grandpa Joe.
It is a very creepy movie. However, would you like to go?
Yes.
I have one ticket to the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, my God. Just like the moment they open the doors
and
just see the whole world full of chocolate.
Do
that's
you
like
know
amazing.
That a lot of that movie, the actors didn't really know what was going to happen.
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes, I did.
How do you know that?
I feel like I read it somewhere.
Oh my God.
Maybe you said it on a podcast and I heard it. I don't know.
So into Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, at literally everything. I have the book. The book is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Which is interesting because then the movie is called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the first one. And I think... I have so many facts. Can I just give them to you?
Yeah. I want all of them.
Ah, okay. So in the scene, the Pure Imagination song, when they open up the inventing room, the child actors they'd never saw that set before. Also, everything was edible. The fountain was actually made of chocolate because they couldn't get that consistency without getting it to be chocolate. And it was like reeking. It did not smell very good.
Oh my God.
Also, Charlie, the actor Charlie, Peter Ostrom, I think his name is, he didn't know that Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder, was going to yell at him at the end, so they get real reactions. Also, the scene where Gene Wilder is being crazy in that chocolate, in the chocolate river underneath the tunnel.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, the crazy,
that's
crazy
in my
part.
Nightmares.
All the actors didn't really know what was going on there either.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's freaked out.
I feel like I remember, I say I'm a fan, but then I don't remember anyone's names.
Mm-hmm. I'll help you out.
The little blonde girl in the red dress.
Oh, that is Violet. No, that's Veruca Salt.
There you go. Her mom. I feel like I remember her face in the... No, I'm lying. I'm so off.
Are you talking about Mike TV's mom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember her face in the boat scene for some reason. Her
eyes
bulging out.
She has so much screen time in the boat scene.
Oh my gosh. There's so many good scenes in that. So many different worlds and sets.
The best.
And the Oompa Loompas. I used to make my friends... kind of do their choreography with me, obviously. I'd be the lead.
You're the lead Oompa Loompa?
Obviously.
Of course.
But yeah, I remember doing that a lot as kids in the lounge room, Oompa Loompa dances.
I really wanted the wallpaper where they lick it and they go, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Have you ever licked your own wallpaper? Maybe you already have it.
Whoa.
And you didn't know.
Yeah, maybe on an acid trip. Do that.
And paint.
One more fun fact is that Gene Wilder would only take the role of Willy Wonka if he could do his intro scene with a limp.
I have read that somewhere. Did we read the same article? Maybe.
Yeah. I act like I'm the only person that knows anything.
Okay. And you're the only one in this room that remembered it. So
I feel like I don't know a lot, but when it comes to Willy Wonka, I'm just so invested.
Well, that's great. Put that on the top of the list of things you know.
Yeah.
It's more than me.
Yeah. The knowledge. Well, that's all my stuff, all my material on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So now we're talking about travel tips.
Oh, yeah.
We say the best way to get through a long flight is nap.
Yeah,
is Smack's answer.
It's going to happen even if you don't want to. I feel like you're going to just wake up and be like, oops, was that a nap?
Whoops, I'm in
that
Mexico.
Happened. 2 minutes, 2 hours, who knows? I feel like if you're just sitting at home and you have nothing to do, what do you usually do?
Is this a personal question?
It is now. I just decided. What do you usually do?
Everything's
when you're just
personal.
Doing nothing.
When I'm doing nothing, I'm either on Instagram comparing myself and feeling icky about it. That's my favorite pastime.
I do love that.
And other than that, I've been playing keyboard lately.
Well, you can't take that on a plane, but that's awesome.
I thought we were just talking about my go-to little tasks I like to give
really
myself.
That's really cool.
Honestly, it's pretty cool.
That's, I'm That was me as a kid. I wish I still did that now. I was like obsessed with my little keyboard and it like lit up. So I was playing like some like Canon in D major, two hands. Don't know. I don't remember any of the buttons I was pressing. The keys. What am I saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But I just memorized it from where the lights were. And I'm like, I'm a musician.
A computer keyboard is what it sounds like. You were just typing an essay.
I was just, like. That was my homework.
I was just doing my homework.
Canon in D major. Written by
Was it the
Macrino.
Keyboard that you would, it was programmed with a couple songs and you would press a couple, play?
It had 100 songs and I knew all of them.
Wow, that's a lot of songs.
I had a lot of spare time.
You would press play and it would teach you to do it by lighting up the keys.
Yeah.
Yep, I had that same one.
Casio? I think I made that up.
No, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Duh.
Duh. That's one thing I've learned since coming to America is Casio is a thing.
Yes.
Casio watches are pretty popular now. And I wonder if they came back in style because of American Apparel.
Which, I'm so confused about American Apparel. It's closed and then I went on Melrose and it's open again.
Really?
Yes. Did I make that up? Maybe it isn't. Maybe that was in my dream and I don't know.
Oh my God. That's the craziest. No, having dreams that are realities. Really weird. Yes. I used to work at that American Apparel.
Really?
Yeah, almost every job I've worked at goes bankrupt. So hire me, kids. If you don't want a job anymore and it just is weighing down your life as a CEO, hire me because I'll make it quit. I'll put an end to your suffering and you're welcome.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I think those are our tips for traveling.
Well, what I was getting at is if you're just at home.
We'll get there.
We'll somehow get some sort of advice out. But when you're at home and you're bored, what do? Just do that on the plane.
Oh.
If you can.
That's where you were going with it.
Usually I play solitaire on my phone. It's the only game I have. So I could play that on a plane for 12 hours and be very happy. You know what I used to do on a plane? Huh. I just remembered. When I was traveling a lot, when I was on tour, we'd be on planes all the time. And I wanted to, what you were saying before, when you wish you knew more about anything.
Oh, yeah.
I would quiz myself on all countries and states and everything.
By the map?
No, I would just have a pen and paper and I'll try and write everything in alphabetical order. No one ever saw this, so I probably just had Australia and America. But
At least were they in order? Was America first?
Yes, surely. I don't know. Probably not. Australia was probably that's the most important to me.
I am so bad at geography, I couldn't tell you where anything is.
Where are we now?
Holy shit, I wish I knew.
Cool.
We are in Los Angeles, which is in California. What's the capital of California? Would love to tell you. Sacramento? Is it?
Is it really?
Yay, we get a thumbs up.
You get a thumbs up. I just was here silently.
The only thing I can do with geography is the state song. You ever heard this bop?
No, I don't know it.
No, really?
Well, don't
why
make
would
me do
I
it.
Know it? Don't make me do it. Ask me. Don't
five,
make me.
Six, seven, eight.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi. I think I messed up. Minnesota. So this is where it falls apart, but then we bring it back up. Nebraska, Nevada. And then this is where it really picks up. New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, North Mexico, Ohio. We messed up. There it goes. Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas.
Wow.
Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. You know what? It would be better if, number one, I knew it. But second of all, if I was a very talented singer.
You're so talented.
Thank you. Imagine a Tori Kelly or a Ariana Grande doing a bunch of runs, a Tiana Taylor singing the state song. That would be sick.
Can you organize that? I would listen.
Yeah, I'll just dial Ariana right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Ring, ring, Ari. She needs seven rings to pick up. Whoa.
Oh, wow. Mic drop. Not actually going to drop this mic.
Equipment is expensive. Let's keep it on the tracks. If you could, I think about this all the time. If you could reprogram your navigation voice to be anybody else's voice, who is it?
Oh my gosh, my own. I'm kidding. No way. I'm like, go left, you idiot. No. I actually don't have my navigation voice on. Is that weird?
I mean, you live your own life and crash wherever you want.
Thank you. No, I just have the, it's just silent for me.
Mine is also silent.
But if I did have it on, it is actually in an Australian accent.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Which is fun, I guess. It's fun because I pronounce a lot of things wrong. Like, like Wilshire. So I went like years saying Wilshire instead of Wilshire.
Ah. There's a lot of things. But since you have an accent, you can kind of hide behind it.
I hide behind my accent for everything. It's so easy to get out of stuff because I'm like, oh, I don't know that, I'm foreign.
Yeah.
And they're like talking about, I don't know, math.
So you work a lot in commercial work. Do you ever have to do an American accent?
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, actually mostly I'm doing an American accent. I've done a few Australian commercials that were filmed in Los Angeles and I got it because I was Australian, which is kind of fun. And it was kind of a little bit more difficult because when you're like asked to be Australian,
sometimes it's like I forget. Way more Australian.
I'm like, yeah, I can be Australian. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like trying to do a really good accent and I just don't know what's going on.
You just have to speak. That's so funny. I think that's the same. I have a lot of Asian friends that do the same thing with like a Japanese accent. And it's like, what's going on? But I think that's what people at the studios want because when they write it, it's kind of stereotypically like, we need this representation.
Yeah.
And then they get the person furthest that has that cultural kind of, you know, air. Anyway, this all to say, what's your American accent like?
Oh my God.
How about you do the state song in an American
accent? Yeah, because I just know the lyrics already. I just know it, the melody. Okay.
Do you know the Pledge of Allegiance?
Why are you asking me these questions? I feel like, ask me in 20 minutes, I'll come back.
Oh, wow. That's all it takes?
I don't know. I actually, no. Oh my God. Okay, 2 days. Who knows? I definitely don't know it. I've never had to say it. Oh, actually, I did. Well, I didn't have to say it. I pretended to. I went with my boyfriend to one of his family members' like graduation or something, and we had to stand up and do that. And I was like, what is happening? My hand was over my heart, and I was like,
I've never touched my
umbrella window. You know how you say that? No. Okay.
Do you know the Lord's Prayer? I want to hear you recite something. That was a very Catholic thing of me to say. I grew up Catholic, and so I know the Lord's Prayer.
I'm foreign. I don't know anything.
There it is. Okay, tell me about your first, oh gosh, what do I want to know about in an American accent? Tell us about why you like chocolate so much in an American accent.
Okay, don't judge me for like the first minute.
How long is this going to go for?
It falls into place. So I really love chocolate because, well, actually I don't really love American chocolate that much. It's actually like way more grainy and like just tasteless.
This no is offense. Really good.
But chocolate in Australia and England is like really smooth, like Willy Wonka chocolate.
I love that. And it pitches upwards.
I go sell a valley girl. It's like gross. No, it's really gross.
That's really good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And that's all.
Bye.
I do think we have done a great job at that question of traveling. Oh, wait, here's my closing tip on traveling. Your long international flight, if you don't want to watch three movies, here is this is for a 13-hour flight, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I will do it again because I will talk ad nauseum about what I think is good. I think you take three melatonins, which is a natural sleeping aid. You take three right before you take off. No, I'm a liar. You sit in the chair. Okay.
How else do you do it?
Let's start from the beginning. You book a flight.
Okay.
Okay, too far. Fast forward. You're in the chair. You watch one movie. That lasts about 2 hours. And then by the end of that movie, you should have your first meal service. And on international flights, you get free meals. Yay.
I love it.
And then you eat your food, but then you take three melatonin at the same time. Then you drink a bunch of water because you will be dehydrated if you don't. And then once that happens, then you recline your chair as much as you can, which is 4 inches if you're in coach. And then you put one hip in front of the other, so where you kind of scoot your little booty, so one cheek is kind of, you know, center. And then you put your legs forward. I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I have one leg bent.
I'm impressed.
Underneath the other leg. The other leg is straight underneath. Hopefully you can do this. And if you can't, I'm so sorry. This is how I do it. Either way, you can still do the melatonin bit. And then you sleep all the way until you wake up. And that's my tip.
You sleep until you wake up. Very good tip.
Yeah, you've only made it 3 miles. In no way, shape, or form is this taking up the duration of the flight. You just went to sleep for a bit.
Sounds like you've been on a plane before. That was pretty good advice.
Thanks. Thanks. Otherwise, eat a bunch of chocolate if you're awake.
Yeah, which
is what I also do. Yesterday, I went in the trash for chocolate. Have you ever been that low in your life?
I'm sorry, what did you say? What was that?
I didn't quite hear it. I said I opened a trash bag and I dug for some chocolate.
But why would you throw away chocolate? What were you thinking?
Here's the thing. I had a king size like party pack of individually wrapped chocolate. So bite sized Snickers, think Twixes, we're talking Milky Way, Three
the
Musketeers.
Whole shabam.
Yeah, all of it. It was a medley of cocoa. And so I threw it away because I didn't want it there in my office anymore, because the more that it's around you, the more you eat it.
That's the whole point. Why would you buy food and not eat it? Okay, I get it. Yeah.
I think at the time I wanted it, and then future me was looking at past me, and I was like, why would I do this to myself? I know I'm going to feel bad if I eat all this chocolate. And then current me is stuffing my face with all this chocolate. So I was trying to save myself from the future. And I threw away the chocolate, and then I was going through a tough time. And I said, uh-oh, I remember I didn't throw away my trash yet. But here's the thing also is it was all wrapped. So technically—
I'm not judging. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't get that far. Because
throw
away
chocolate? Of course.
But like how long after you threw it out did you go back to get it?
A few days.
Oh, I was thinking like 5 minutes. You're like, what am I thinking? And then you go back and get it.
You just relapse a little bit.
I mean, was it amongst other trash that, you know, you wouldn't want to be touching? Or is it kind of clean trash?
It was just papers.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm fine.
That's just storage. That's not trash. That's just office, like a cabinet, an office basket. You're
basket.
Fine.
Is
basket.
That good?
Did yeah, I... do your Australian accent.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Jeez Louise. I'm going to offend
That's
everyone in the world with
so
this.
American right now. I'm sitting here
it's
like
also
very
an American
judgmental
thing to say that I will offend everybody, or maybe that's just a 2019 society thing. All of us are just on the brink of offending anyone.
Just be
I've
careful.
Already offended probably 17 people with just breathing.
Oh, Mike's 18 for sure.
Well,
but I'm
it is
sorry.
A competition. It really is. And now we're very American. Here is my Australian accent, and I will be doing the Lord's Prayer.
Very Australian of you.
Oh, wow. I'm having a lapse of the Lord's Prayer. Oh, our Father. Oh, no. Oh, God, I can't do this. Oh, God. I'm offending myself.
Who are?
I'm offending so many different factions of people. I'm not going to do a prayer because I feel like that's, you know, tough grounds. Here's my Australian accent. All right. This is what I'm going to do today.
That's all right. Pretty good.
The laughter, I can't. Is that a thing? Am I speaking?
I don't know if you're actually asking me a question or if you're just being Australian.
I'm just stuttering a lot. Anyway, Vegemite is, I've had it before and it's not something I would want to have again.
Get out of here. I'm offended.
Wait, okay, let's talk about this before we take a quick break. What is good about it? Because I
the
feel...
The taste?
You think so?
Yes. And I feel like you probably did it right, because you probably would have had someone help you, right?
Yeah. I had some Australian people in my home a while ago, and they brought it, and we put it on bread.
Yes.
So what's up? What did I do wrong?
I don't know. The wrong mindset or something.
Also, I'm really glad that everyone in here has just blown over my terrible Australian accent, because everyone in this room
we
has...
We don't have time to talk about it.
An accent that is very authentic, and I don't, and I never will. So on that note, we're going to take a break whilst Matt gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on Just a Tip podcast on Instagram. Oh my God, I almost had another lapse of what the handle was. And we will be right back. Oh my God, here we go. How was that?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Smack is here taking a break from dancing and taking incredible photos to be in the studio here with us. Before we get into our next act, what are you obsessed with right now?
Oh my God.
Aside from chocolate and apps.
I know, that's obviously the first thing I think of. And now, just because I talked about it, I'm thinking of solitaire. Yikes, I'm not that obsessed with solitaire.
Three things that you should know about you. What's something that like everyone needs to know about? Like if you could shake every person in the world, if you could go up to them, shake their shoulders and go, you need this in your life.
Oh my God. I'd be like, you need sweat block if you have hyperhidrosis, which is what I have, which is when you just sweat constantly.
Wait, a sweat block like a clinical deodorant?
It's like a wipe. I just recently discovered it and I cried after I used it because
really?
I've never experienced not sweating under my arms before.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
And I'm totally promoting this right now, but it's a wipe that you just like literally like a baby wipe kind of thing. You just wipe under your arms and you just stop sweating.
Really?
Just like that. I'm like, oh my God.
Is it a daily thing or like once you use it enough, it kind of, your body is like, oh, we get it. We won't sweat anymore.
It depends how like severe you sweat, but like once a week is all you need to do.
Ooh,
and then you just
nice.
Like, it's, you just shower and use deodorant as like regular. So anyway, I love it. Everyone use it. Not everyone. If you need to use it, it's great.
That's great. And I love that it was a tip also.
I'm not obsessed with it though.
Well, it seems like you are.
I guess I am. I don't even know anymore.
And that's fine.
Thanks.
This is an exciting part of the show called Tip Jar. We don't have a jingle for this yet. So if you would be so willing and moved to just kind of, you know, do something, I will be able to start the segment.
Okay. Tip jar, put your damn tips in the jar.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
This is the part of the show where we take to Twitter for a segment called Tip Jar. I'm going to read a short suggestion that was tweeted at me, and we have to weigh in with our 2 cents on each subject. Just one quick tip.
Oh, quick tips are hard.
I know.
Okay,
but it could go, it could be the best version, the worst version, how to get away from it, how to make it better, anything you want for whatever subject it is. And here we go. The DMV, which is hilarious because my life lives there. What is your tip for going or being at the DMV?
Take a snack.
What are we having aside from, you can't have chocolate. What are you bringing?
Goldfish.
Flavor blasted? Are we talking Classico?
Oh, classic is all I've ever tried, actually. But do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. My tip for the DMV is make an appointment.
Yes. Whoop, whoop.
Killing it. Next up, hiking.
Oh, nah.
My tip is nah. Don't even deal with it.
It's cute, but it's a lot of work.
It's so, your tip is don't go.
I love like the idea of being outdoors, but I don't like the idea of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really cute if it's a pleasant day. So do it.
So do it. My tip on hiking, here's my tip. Get a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8. We start dancing. We are now
hiking.
We're doing the can-can. You cannot see, but we are doing it. My tip on hiking is get a group of friends because there's got to be someone else that's also a wink link.
And then also you have like more people to take photos of you.
Yeah, this is all about
take
Instagram.
Two outfits so you can get 2 photos. Content is key.
Any tip for date nights?
Why am I going blank? Like early on date night?
Sure.
Or like,
you can take it in any direction you want.
Man, is it? All I can think about is like, have fun.
I mean, that's a great tip.
That's kind of the whole point.
But a lot of people don't.
You know what? Be nice.
Ooh.
I feel like especially if it's a first date or something, everyone's like kind of different already because you're trying to make a good impression.
I know, which I hate.
Which makes it even weirder
it's
if you're
so
not
hard.
Nice. I'm like, are you actually trying?
Yeah.
I've not been in this experience. I don't even know why I'm like using this as an example. But yeah, just be nice. Be yourself.
Which is the hardest thing to do on a first date.
So, yeah.
A first date is really just an interview. You're just talking about what you do, where you're from. You're interviewing for my spouse.
Yeah, for like just a lifelong job of love.
So do your best. Have fun.
Yes. Good luck.
I think a good date night tip is, you know, open doors. And this is going to be offensive and divisive in all the ways, but I'm going to say it anyway. The chivalry part of me is still not gone. I think one person should pay for the first date. Maybe if you go on, like, if you get drinks before dinner, maybe one person pays for drinks, the other person pays for dinner. I am so against splitting something on a date.
Splitting is not necessary, I don't think. I mean, obviously, case by case, but if this is a long-term thing, tag team it for sure. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We, every second day, whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know, the it's whole nice. Like, I'm going to pay for this. No, I'm going to pay for it. That was my voice.
That was you and then your American voice.
I think at any point in the relationship, just don't ever expect to have something given to you like that.
Ever. And I mean, you shouldn't really expect anything.
Don't ever expect anything in life. That's my tip.
That's a really good life tip.
Yes.
What about for pools? Tip for pools?
Pools? Like swimming pools?
Mm-hmm.
Wear a swimsuit?
That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
Skinny dipping? I'm not about. Because...
Well, not in a public pool. I haven't been to a pool in a long time. I don't even know what it means.
That's why
I was like, pool?
My tip for pools is if you are swimming with your eyes closed, don't try and imagine that you're being chased by sharks while other people are on inflatable rafts. Because if you do that and you wait for, you know, the shark to get you and then you get scared enough to swim to the top, you're always going to swim to the top when you're directly underneath someone on a floaty raft.
Definitely happens to me every single time. I hate it. Keep your eyes open or wear goggles.
Goggles is a really good
or
tip.
Or swim with your arms out in front of you. Like, I don't know.
That's, yeah, like how
That's
you, I guess you
how
should.
How you usually swim. Wear sunscreen. Oh, my God.
Wear sunscreen. Get it. Do you have a tip on eating out?
Chew with your mouth closed.
That's a good one.
Use utensils if it's something other than a taco. I don't know. And have fun. Be yourself.
That's a tip for everything. Have fun. Be yourself while eating out. I feel so weird sometimes about when I'm eating in a place with a bunch of other people that are eating, because isn't it kind of a vulnerable experience?
I hate it. It took me three. I've been going out with my boyfriend now for like 3.5 years. It took me 3 years to get comfortable eating in front of him, I feel like.
Really?
Not that he knows. But like.
He will now.
But I'm very aware of how I'm eating when I'm around other people.
Ooh,
yep. And I'm just hoping that no one cares about me at that point. I'm like, I hope that no one even notices me right now, even though I'm the only one here with them. But
you just
eat
in front of a mirror. You're like, don't look at me.
Yeah, practice at home in front of a mirror.
Be yourself. What do you think is the most gross food to eat in public?
Oh, a burrito is hard.
Mm.
I
honestly think salads are sabotaging.
Salads are stupid. In every way.
They're just so big, like with the fork and the...
Something always falls out. I have a salad story.
Let's hear it.
Very off topic. One time...
Name of the game, baby.
One time I ate a salad. I was by myself in a food court. It was my first day at my new job.
Ooh, there's a salad in a food court?
Yes. Like, you know, tender greens or something.
Oh, I mean, when I think food court, I'm thinking like really stale MSG Chinese food. I'm thinking Sbarro.
Oh, I love Chinese food. Not the point. This is in Australia anyway. So I was eating a salad and I'm by myself and I already have that thing of like, don't like eating in front of all these people. Not that anyone's looking at me, but obviously I think they are. So I'm trying to be all polite and I take my first mouthful, a huge bunch of like lettuce, and I'm chewing and I'm like, this feels a little weird. I'm like, something in my mouth feels like this is rotten lettuce, I think. So I'm like, I don't want to spit it out because I'm in public. So I just kind of look around and just acting, just pretending to chew.
This is your best acting.
I was just auditioning for life. So I'm like chewing, but not really chewing. And then a couple minutes go by and I'm like, nah, I do not want to swallow this bad rotten lettuce in my mouth. Like,
I love that you were fake chewing.
Yeah, for way too
when
long.
When you had real food in your mouth, you could just be real chewing.
I just didn't want to have any of my mouth touch it, but it was in there, so I couldn't avoid it. Anyway, so I eventually get a napkin and spit it out really discreetly to the point where I didn't even look at what it was.
Did you do one of the coughs? You cough into a napkin. I think I probably did.
Yeah. So then I like put my hand down straight away. So I'm like holding the napkin scrunched up with this mouthful of food in my hand. And I take another bite, pretend that like I'm
hoping. Why did you take it?
Because I used to be really weird. I was so worried that people were looking that I just spat out my food. And I was like, I don't know why I thought people cared. Anyway, take another bite, have some of my orange juice. And then
hold on.
What? What's wrong?
You're having orange juice with a salad?
I'm confused. I don't know how to eat salad. What's wrong with orange juice?
With a salad? What was the dressing?
I don't know. It was like a Cobb salad.
The flavor combination seems a little wacky.
That's like fresh fruit and fresh vegetable.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, eventually I was like, I'm very curious about what was in my mouth. So I opened up this napkin.
Oh no.
And a huntsman spider.
Oh my God.
Unravels in my hand.
Oh my God.
A huntsman spider. Go Google it right now.
I don't want to, but I am. Oh my God. Here I am. Click, 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 click.
So you know, that wasn't enough clicks.
You're right.
So you know what a tarantula looks like?
Oh my God. This is, this is.
That's why I don't eat salad.
How did this fit in your mouth?
I mean, they can squish pretty easily.
Wait, smack. Yeah. I thought I was the one that was dying, but mm-mm. I think you might be.
Yeah. I've been waiting to drop dead since that day, and it hasn't happened yet. It's not okay.
This is the most frightening thing in the entire...
Don't show me! Okay? I don't want to see the screen.
It's brown and hairy, and it looks humongous. It looks like
a
daddy long legs was wearing a coat.
Ew!
Yeah. A fur coat.
So these spiders are like the regular household spiders in Australia. So you see them in every house. I saw them absolutely every single day of my life.
They're like palm sized.
Yeah. This one was my palm. Like it was not my palm. It was the size of my palm. Yeah.
This is every day in Australia?
For me it was because I live near a forest. But they're also like one of the fastest spiders. So they're not poisonous to humans. I can't believe this was in your mouth. Yeah.
Honestly, I think my bones are like shaving themselves.
You know how I said I don't sweat anymore? I'm sweating. Just thinking about this.
We gotta get those wipes. Sweat block. I gotta get those wipes. In here.
Anyway, that's my salad story. What was the whole thing? Do I need a salad on a date? Or in Australia?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel affronted. Now I'm the one to be offended. I hate spiders so much.
Same.
Have you ever been driving and a spider is crawling inside of your car?
That spider does. So those are everywhere. I've like put on my pants, like my school uniform, and the spider's like on my leg. You open up your school bag, a spider jumps out. Those freaking spiders.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they just jump.
We just have a jack in the box. Yours is a spider launching into your face.
Those ones love hanging on doorknobs. So you can't get into a room and you're like, what do I do? And they're so fast.
I thought you meant they were on the other side of the doorknob that they were like, nah, you're not getting in this room with their legs just holding it.
They're very long-legged, so that's possible.
They're pranksters, these spiders.
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
Oh my God. Is it a climate thing in Australia? Like they just live in that climate? Because I've never seen that spider here.
No, they're just Australian spiders.
Oh, I see. All right.
They're not interested in here.
I would like to hear them say the Lord's Prayer in an American accent.
Oh my God, I'll organize it for you.
Spider whisperer. After that, they've been in your mouth. Summer. A tip on summer?
Air conditioning room. Stay indoors. I do not do well in the heat because I'm the most pale person in the world. So I get shriveled up and very red instantly. Even Jeez. Just driving to the supermarket, I'm like, oh,
here
we
go. You're a human raisin. So, I wonder if... Nope, not going to go there.
Okay, cool.
I love how on board we are with just breezing past things. This one was deodorant, but you already said that, so I'm going to pass right through that. You've already sent a deodorant tip.
Wearing deodorant's really cool.
That's really cool, man.
It's super trendy. Try it if you don't already do it.
Here is... our last one. We've come to the end, Smack. How do you feel?
I feel good. A little icky thinking about the spider story, but I'm happy to get that out of my head,
that
off my chest.
Yeah, really tough. The last tip for our 2 cents is jeans.
Oh, stretchy jeans.
Stretchy jeans!
I made the mistake of buying jeans one time that were not stretchy. And of course, I had to do the splits somewhere. I couldn't. I always have to do the splits or a cartwheel. You never know.
All the way?
I'm exaggerating. you know, entertainment. But you just never know, man. You never know.
Yeah. So when you try clothes on, do you like do a dance in the mirror?
I don't do a dance, but I definitely do a leg mount, which is like...
A leg mount?
Like, you know, like a...
Like a lunge? Like a heel stretch?
Like putting my leg up to my head.
Okay, because everyone does that.
That's what I thought. Isn't that protocol for dressing rooms?
It is. I would love to do... I mean, this would be illegal, but having a camera inside dressing rooms for maybe it only turns on when like the sensor is like the pants buttons are on, like, you know, zipped up and we're all, everyone's covered and conservative in their dress wear. But I want to see how people test out their garments.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because I definitely do a dance.
I'm backtracking a little bit. When you said the camera turns on when you put the button done up or whatever.
Yeah.
When you put the jeans back on the hanger, do you do it up? Because I do. Because wouldn't you still be naked at that point? Like, you take the jeans off, you put them on the hanger, you zip it up, because I'm a nice person.
You are.
And the camera turns on, and I'm in my underwear. That's not okay.
Oh.
But well, yes.
They would be sensors also.
Yeah, sensors are really
they'll be. It's like sensitive. Thread sensors. The jeans are made of sensors.
That's amazing. I will buy them if they're stretchy.
My tip for jeans, I think I've mentioned this before, but I will do it again, is size up if you're buying vintage. But also a tip for any jean, vintage or otherwise, is try them on. I mean, a lot, you wouldn't be, you're laughing now, but you'd be surprised of how many people don't try clothes on. Is that a you thing?
That's a me thing.
The thing is, I used to date this guy that was like, I'll buy it because I like it, and if it doesn't work out, I'll return it. But I'm like, wouldn't it be less work to just try it on now and know if you like it?
No way.
No way, no how.
Depends what shoes I'm wearing. Like, if I'm wearing my Doc Martens, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to spend 10 minutes taking those off to put on pants that probably will fit me. And I always do this thing, always, as in my whole life. I'm like, if they don't fit, it's okay, because I'm going to buy a sewing machine and just suddenly know how to sew really well and like fix all my clothes. And that hasn't happened yet. I've got a whole pile of stuff that I want to fix. I've never used a sewing machine.
Never.
One day.
Well, hopefully the next time that we catch up with you, you will have done that.
Okay.
Because we have done it, Smack. We've helped hopefully so many people. And if not, we're so sorry.
I feel like the main thing you'll take away from this is just don't go to Australia and don't ever eat salad.
And be yourself.
Be yourself. Have fun.
Ew. And maybe read up on the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for spending some time here with us. Where can we find you on the internet?
Just like everywhere.
Everywhere.
Instagram is usually, that's like, I love Instagram.
It's the best. Always on it. I need to make my Finspiration. What is it called? My Finstagram. Oh, that's right.
I don't remember. Your Fin. Instagram. That's probably the best place.
What's the handle? What are the handles we need to follow? You said you had a photo account too.
Yes.
Hit us with both.
So at smack.macrina, you'll figure it out. And for photography, it's at smack.snaps.
Smack snaps.
Which was a joke. And then I just didn't change it because I'm like, well, that's it now. Smack snaps.
I love it. It's so good. I would love to be in photos one day.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. And that's how you make plans, folks. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age, because that truly, truly helps us help you. Also, rate us 5 stars because I don't know if you remembered me dying this morning, but this might be my last hoorah on Earth. And what would make that transition better? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Here I go. Ugh, that's me dying.
I guess I'll take over from here.
Passing the torch.
Thanks. Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.